You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Remember that when that used to be so hard for me to say? Remember, I used to feel like I was like almost running out of air when I would say that. Now I can say it in one big breath, one big inspired breath. I love it. So anyway, welcome back to the program, episode 48. Episode 48, and this is what we're talking about today. Self-care is the new healthcare. That's right. Self-care is the new healthcare. I cannot tell you how many times I hear every single week people talking about the fact that they do not have time to take care of themselves, and that for whatever reason, their schedule's way too busy, and they just cannot find, and they do not find the time to take care of themselves. Well, if that's you today, this is the episode for you, because seriously, if you're looking for someone else to take care of you and someone else to make time for you, if you're not willing to do it for yourself, you're going to end up needing some serious health care. And I'm not talking about health care. I'm talking about like disease care, dis-ease care. It is time to care for your ease, my friend. And the way in which you do that is to begin to take care of yourself. You must begin to take care of yourself. You must begin to start saying no to everybody else, saying yes to yourself. Hello, go back to yesterday's topic. Why? Because you can. Yeah, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? I'm not going to should on you. And today I'm not going to should on you, because the reality is that this whole thing about self-care, everybody seems to know what they should be doing, but they're not doing it. If that's you today, today's the day to make a plan to do something differently, to actually do something differently. Don't even make the plan. Simply do something differently. You know, the reality is so many people that I coach, one of the biggest diagnoses that I make in people's lives is like, you're slave to your schedule. I ask my clients that almost all the time when I first start working with someone. I'll say, do you feel like you're slave to your schedule? They're like, yes, how'd you know? And I was like, well, I took one look at your schedule. And I'm like, you got to ask yourself why you're doing all this. You got to ask yourself why you're doing all this stuff. Again, go back to episode 46 and take a look at it. But the reality is, episode 47. And, you know, take a look at it and say, bottom line, if you are not taking care of you, how do you think you're going to be able to handle anything or anyone else? Self-care is your healthcare. Going to the doctor is not healthcare. You being the healer in your own life, you being the keeper of your heart, you being the keeper of your soul, you being the keeper of what matters to you, that, my dear, is called healthcare. And when you can begin to care for yourself, everything will begin to change in your life. And I hear women say this all the time, but Dr. Shannon, I feel so selfish when I'm doing that. I'm like, wait a minute, it's your body. It's your life. That's not called selfish. That's called being responsible. That's called being a faithful steward of the gift that you've been given. It's called your life, my dear. Can I say it again? It's called your life. And your body is the vehicle that takes you around in this thing called life. And if it's breaking down, it's clunking, it feels like a pile of junk, guess what? It is time for an upgrade. It's time for a rehaul or a remodel. It's time for you to take a look at your schedule and completely do a rehab on your schedule. If you are not a priority in your schedule, you will never have a life that is completely fulfilled. You will have an unfulfilling life because you are the common denominator in every single thing that you do. And if you are not happy and you are not fulfilled and you are not caring for you, you will lose you. And the first step is starting to feel like, I feel like I'm losing myself. The second step is that you actually do lose yourself. Once you lose your health and you lose your life, you're done. So self-care is a new healthcare. So what can we focus in? What can we focus in on to really start to look at our self-care? Yes, you must have a strategy, okay? We have to start with a strategy, and the strategy must include movement. You must begin to move your body. The strategy is, no matter what, you must begin to move yourself, not in a bunch of motion, commotion, busyness, but the business of caring for your movement. Secondly, you must eat well. No shoulda, woulda, coulda. You must eat well. And I'm talking about eating on that which feeds you, eating on life-giving food, eating on life-giving thoughts, eating on that which gives you so much energy that the more you eat on it, you're like, this is incredible. If you are not partaking in anything and everything that you love every single day, you are doing yourself a huge disservice. And then L, you have to find time to love your body. And doing these things, like getting your body in motion, eating well, that's loving your body. But I'm also talking about getting in the mindset, the heart set, of truly loving your body well, regardless of its imperfections, regardless of the size, the this, that, the other. It doesn't matter. Like, love it. Love is nurturing care. Love is attention, my dear. And then F, fully engage. Fully engage with your life. Fully engage with yourself. Fully engage with that which you love, including your body. Fully engage with how you're feeding your body well, how you're feeding your life well, your mind, your heart, your emotions, and the strategy of moving. Fully engage with your life. If you've ever been engaged, you know what that feels like. It's like such a high amount of anticipation for what's to come. You're so excited. You feel this, like this endless supply of energy and happiness and joy. And you're so expectant of great things for the future and building something with this person that you love. Engage with yourself today, my dear. Self-care is the new healthcare. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And your Sacred Soul Step for today is to write down a strategy that will put you, your body, your mind, your spirit, your will, your emotions, that will put you, your life, as a priority. What is the strategy that would put you number one on your list? Commit to it. Take at least one step today in executing this plan, and go for it, my dear, and watch what happens in your life. I can't wait to hear from you. I believe this is going to set you free. Really, seriously. Stop waiting around for a doctor to tell you, you know, a healthcare provider to tell you you woulda, coulda, shoulda, or you should have done this, and looking back with regret. Please don't wait for a diagnosis. Man, I can't wait to hear from you. Please let me know how you're doing. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And if you have not yet subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher, please go on over there. And I would love, love, love and appreciate it if you would give a rating and review. That will help us reach more people, more women around the globe that are drowning in life. And man, they deserve to be sipping on it, just like you and me. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow, so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.